It's now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Reporter Blaze Lovell has a story about progress being made in training our state sheriffs. Good morning, Blaze.
Morning, Catherine.
So this is all about raising the bar.
This is about raising the bar to a national standard, and this story really begins all the way back in 2010. And basically, it starts with an audit of the Sheriff's Division. The Sheriff's Division is housed in what's called the Department of Public Safety, and basically, this audit found that the Sheriff's Division, it suffers from a few ailments. It cited ineffective leadership at the top. It cited a lack of direction for the department, and one of the cures for all of this, the audit said, was to get accreditation from this. It's a lengthy name now. It's called the Commission for Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies. We call it CALEA. And the reason why they wanted CALEA accreditation is it makes sure that the Sheriff's Division, which is in charge of things like the courts, the state capitol, protecting the governor and lieutenant governor, it makes sure that that division is up to the standards for most police across the country or law enforcement officers across the country. All four of our county police departments have this, but the Sheriff's Division does not.
Well,
yet,
you know,
at least.
You know, law enforcement jobs are tough jobs, you know, and, you know, whether it's, you know, an adult correctional officer, you know, in the prisons or a beat officer on the street, or at the state, you know, Sheriff's Division. I mean, it's difficult. It's difficult to attract people.
It's absolutely difficult, and this accreditation is actually something that the sheriffs themselves have called for over the years, and this story we have this morning, it's kind of an update to one we ran in 2019 that first raised the, you know, issue of the sheriffs not having this accreditation, even though it was required by law back in 2011. And at the time, I talked to a lot of sheriffs, and, you know, they were disgruntled that, you know, they weren't able to get this accreditation. They didn't know what was taking so long. But after our story and the legislature made it a point to raise this during Nolan Espino's confirmation hearing in 2019, the department finally got the ball rolling last December. And now they're in the midst of trying to get the sheriffs that accreditation.
Right. I mean, because it's been like, what, a decade now, right?
It's just about a decade. That law came in about 2011 from a now former state representative, and it got pretty good support in the legislature. The reason why they wanted it was to follow up on those audit recommendations. But there was no mechanism in the law to really force the department to do it. A former legislator, Willis Sparrow, we talked about this. He said that the department really has to want to do it, and we'll see. We'll start to see whether or not they really want to do it. It appears that they do.
Well, you know, I recall there was that one, you know, high profile case. I believe that it was an inmate who was trying to escape. I think there, you know, one of the sheriffs, I think, shot the man, and then instead of just having the investigation take over the scene of the crime, not the crime, but the shooting, I should say, that they took the inmate back to the facility. So, you know, I immediately thought, well, wait a minute, you know, what's the training? What's the protocol? But it's just those kinds of things that make you wonder, you know, how well trained are our officers, our sheriffs?
Mm-hmm. Those two incidents is actually what kind of, you know, started this whole thing with the public safety department, and you raised those two good points, training and protocols. And this is one of the reasons why the sheriffs have wanted this accreditation so badly, is training and protocols are some of the things that the CALEA standards address, and making sure that the department policies and the procedures and how they do things, everything from how they file documents related to oaths of office, to how they conduct internal investigations, to how they conduct investigations into shootings, those are all covered under CALEA, which would review all those procedures and make sure that they're up to standards that you'd see anywhere else in the country.
All right. Well, let's hope that they get the support that they need. But thanks so much, Blaze.
Thanks.
That was reporter Blaze Lovell with today's reality check. You can read his full story at civilbeat.org.